She was with the AIDS. She had her own AIDS hospice in like the early 90s in Long
Beach. AIDS hospice in the 90s?
Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Yeah, so we was like, okay. She was like the first AIDS hospice to get licensed by community care licensing.
Wow.
And they called her the Mother Teresa of Long Beach.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Nurse Boss Shift. It's your girl, Dr. Kiana Jones.
I'm Crystal P, the beauty NP.
And today we are bringing in a fellow nurse entrepreneur, Adriana Bolden, who is the owner of Third Generation Nursing Academy. And you guys, I'm excited today because Adriana is coming in to drop the tea on this industry, but then also to inspire you guys to become entrepreneurs, which is what we try to do every single week. And some of y'all listening to some of y'all. But anyway, Adriana, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I am, like you said, Adriana Bolden. I have been a nurse for a total of 8 years. Mm-hmm. I did the route CNA, LVN, and then RN. Mm-hmm. Actually, all three of us, that's where the third gen comes from. So my mom, my grandmother, and myself all mm-hmm. did those steps. And yeah, so I am still currently working bedside, but I have started a business along with my mom, and it is called Third Gen Nursing Academy, a CNA school. We provide CPR as well at our school. So we do like a 6-week course or for full-time and then a 10-week course for part-time, and just trying to give everybody like the foundation. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people want to, I want to be a nurse. And it's like, that's great. Mm-hmm. But do you have like the firm foundation to actually get you there, take you there, mm-hmm. and like lead you to your like nursing career and stuff? So that's kind of what we are into doing.
So tell me, you've been a nurse total mm-hmm. for 8 years, I think we talked about, right? Mm-hmm. All right. And so I love the fact that you're starting the CNA school and you were a CNA and your mom and your grandma was a CNA too. Because I think a lot of people who are starting these programs have not been CNAs. And I've been a CNA.
Right.
Were you a CNA, Crystal?
I never got certified, but okay, but I worked at UCI. Yeah. My mom had connections, and they took me because I did a lot of volunteer work at hospitals. Uh-huh. So they took me, but I did not have the foundation because I remember this nurse coming and she's like, the patient's blood pressure. I just wrote down, was like 179 over 90.
Cool.
And she was like, the patient. And I remember she ripped my head off. So no, I was not certified, but I did work as
that's
a
funny.
Oh, so you worked at, okay.
And they took my experience.
Okay,
and I specifically tell my students that now I'm like, do not just put mm-hmm. the blood pressure in there. You, mm-hmm. I said, when you get this, what are you gonna do? They're like, oh, I'm gonna go tell the chart. Exactly. Yeah. Please come and tell the nurse.
Like, so you don't get cut.
Yeah, you're not just. I'm like, because we are not looking at the chart like constantly to wait to put to, okay, let me see what it is.
Yes.
Like, no, mm-hmm. notify us first, mm-hmm. and then we can go ahead and do like what we need to do.
And I think that's why it's important to have the background in, especially when you're starting a business or a coaching program, you need the background because you can speak from where they are.
And you're not just saying something.
Right. Because you're a nurse, yes, you know what CNAs do and you can do what they do.
Correct.
But to teach and to make sure that you're putting out good students from where they are, it would be ideal if you have been in that
and
world.
And the issues that they go through, CNAs.
Exactly.
Kind of getting put down. Exactly. Oh, you're just a CNA. I said, don't let anyone tell you that. You're not just a CNA. I said, we are actually a team.
Yes. That's good. That's
we
good.
Are a team. Mm-hmm. I said, do you realize when they call a code blue or something, how many people are entering the room? Mm-hmm. I said, it's not just the nurse. I said, we can't save the day alone.
Yeah.
I said, you have respiratory therapists. I said, you have the ER doctors. Mm-hmm. I said, it's a whole team that comes mm-hmm. in there mm-hmm. and that's taking on the scene and say, okay, let's get this, hand me that, hand me that, hand me that. So don't just look at yourself as just a CNA. I'm like, you are a very, very important role that you play in the healthcare field.
I love that. I was actually a CNA twice. Did you know that, Crystal?
Twice.
So let me tell you, I just remember too. When I had my daughter when I was 17, then at 18, I went to CNA school. Uh-huh. I went to Chester Adult School, which is in Compton.
Okay.
I went to school and then I actually worked as a CNA. So I did skilled nursing facility. I did registry. I did home health. And I also worked at a subacute. And so that's when I actually worked as a CNA. And I did that for about a year and a half. I couldn't do it no more. A year and a half. Then I went to a whole, I worked at a call center after that. I was like, I'm never doing this again, right? But I did it. And then okay. I got certified again because before the program, I went to UCLA master's program mm-hmm. for my nursing. I entered into nursing from that perspective. Okay. You had to have your CNA license. So I went back to American Heart Association and I had to have a CNA.
Oh, so you
so went, super certified. So I'm more of a CNA than y'all. That's my point. All right. So listen. Okay. So you started this. Tell me what made you decide to. Well, how long have you had Third Generation Nursing Academy, and then why? Like, what made
okay,
you?
Okay. So how long? We actually started 2023, like around April, I would say, of 2023. It was like, okay, let's find. I think I just kind of came up with the idea to my mm-hmm. mom, like, oh, let's do a CNA school. But I had no idea she wanted to do one years ago and never mentioned it to me. Ooh. So I was like, okay, let's do a thing. She was like, okay, let's do it. So we didn't even really have a name yet. We were kind of like, let's start looking at places. Let's look at buildings and let's just mm-hmm. try, which was the hard part. Like finding like, where are you going to do it at? Because everything you would find would be like doctor's offices. So it was really, really small. It wasn't accommodating. So we kind of just went through that process. We figured out a name. Like, mm-hmm. this is perfect. Let's do mm-hmm. Third Gen Nursing Academy. Thank you. And we were like, okay. Then we got with the logo, got the website, mm-hmm. kind of just progressed on. Mm-hmm. So it, by December, we were like approved by CDPH. So we were so excited. We got the email. We were like, yes, yes, yes. So we were already like buying everything. We were in, we found the building in July. Started April 2023, found the building July 2023, started moving stuff in. They did a little construction for us because we have like a break room. We have a skills lab. Mm-hmm. It's like 2,300 square feet.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty nice size. Yeah. My gosh, that's big.
Yeah, and we were like, so we went in, it was kind of all opened up. So mm-hmm. we're like, oh, we need a break room. They're like, okay, where do you want the break room? We're like, cool, we'll put it here. And then we put the skills lab. So they were doing the construction. So we kind of didn't move in until like October. Mm-hmm. We had everything kind of just waiting for us. We had like stuff in the garage at home. I had all these desks, these training tables, these chairs, everything. We moved everything in October. Mm-hmm. And then it got like finally approved by CDPH in December. And so just kind of wanting to just in a way kind of, like I said, setting the foundation and wanting to like kind of keep my grandmother passed away in 2015. Aww. So wanting to keep like her legacy alive too. Yeah. She was with the AIDS. She had her own AIDS hospice in like the early 90s in Long
Beach. AIDS hospice in the 90s? Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we was like, okay. She was like the first AIDS hospice to get licensed by community care licensing.
Wow.
And they called her the Mother Teresa of Long Beach.
What?
So, so she had like a little newspaper article and she would just do stuff like for free. Like she didn't even care, like bring them. We'll go buy big bags of rice, beans. We'll just feed everybody. Like, that was her thing. So kind of wanted to keep her legacy alive. And like, okay, she wanted to go back. She had her ADN. Mm-hmm. So just like, okay, my mom kind of did her BSN. Kind of like, I'm going to do it for her.
Yeah.
And then my mom went and got her master's in education and was just like, okay. And she, I think it's not done. So when I told her you had your PhD, she was like, oh my God. She was like, I gotta talk to her. I was like,
she might get a different answer.
Right, what are we doing it for? We're gonna make some money.
Oh, right.
But I get it.
So, just kind of wanting to keep like my grandmother's legacy alive and like, okay, let's do something for her. Let's kind of incorporate her, even though it's not necessarily with the AIDS population. It's just like, just extending the legacy. And just kind of keeping it going. So it was like, whew, it was quick. It was like, I couldn't believe it happened in that time frame. I kept thinking, like, oh, would it be like, another year or so.
Yeah.
And then we had our grand opening January 28th this year.
Yeah.
And I missed it because I got my appendix removed.
Oh no.
I was like, all of this for me to miss this specific day.
Yeah.
So we had the mayor of Norwalk there, like some of the city council members. We had the whole ribbon cutting ceremony, the whole thing. And I was in the hospital.
So let me ask you, this question though. Like, okay, so did you get any type of mentorship? Did you get to get there? How did you, what did y'all do?
We were.
So let's just say you're talking to somebody who have no idea. What would you tell them to do? What would be the first few steps for them to do? Like,
the first
if they're
going to
do
steps,
it themselves. Because you didn't get no coaching, right?
It wasn't no coaching. Okay. We kind of were like just figuring it out. Like, okay, so we looked this up and looked that up and kind of just digging little parts that we knew. I did have like someone that was like, I know a girl that like has a CNA school in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So she was really, really sweet. Okay. We met when I was out that I went visiting that way. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of was giving little tips about things to do. But no one here, obviously in California, that was helping. So it was like, okay, we just kind of figured out. The first thing I think we did was like our LLC and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember. I mean, it kind of really just happened fast. But I feel like just kind of digging into it. My mom was, she was like on that side of it. Like that was her, that was her little brains on that side. But just really, I don't know, like, like it was just a lot. Like digging into it, looking on the website, like, well, what do we need to submit our packet? Like, okay, we need the lesson plan. We need submit our resumes. We need, okay, what book are we going to use that's going to coincide with the lesson plans that are given? Because they have that you can create your own, but they have them online, which people don't share that information, but it's okay. They like
spill the tea though. Where's the lesson plan? Right,
they're on CDPH.
Because they can easily. That's the thing. Like it's like, listen, I always tell people, you got either time or money. You decide. Like if you want to hire a coach and let them do it for you, cool. But if you don't and you want to, then go get it.
Yeah.
Because everything is out there. You just got to do the research.
Yeah. So
it's on CDPH. That's the California Department of Public Health, you guys.
And it was like, okay, so we can go on there and get the lesson plans. Okay, great. And it's like, okay, but they have different versions. It's so many CNA books. So we're like, okay, we're going to go with this book. We're going to get the lesson plan here. We still, of course, we had, like I said, submit our resumes. We had to find a facility, skilled nursing facility that would want to work with us and sign to contract with us to have our students go there.
Was that difficult?
It was kind of difficult, just kind of finding, you would call out of them. They're like, okay, well, we have students already right now. I'm sorry. We're kind of filled up right now. Oh, well, we have two schools going on right now. So we'd be like, okay, we'll call another one. Okay, we'll call another one. But I mean, even small things like finding what uniforms we wanted them to wear, getting the patches made. It was just like all the little like details. Okay, got to get the books. You got to order this. We have to, it was a lot. Getting the supplies, like, okay, so you get the bed. We have the bed. Okay, we have to get the mannequin. And a lot of like my mom's friends would be like, oh, I have a mannequin. She was teaching like LVNs at home. So she had a mannequin. Like, okay, I can sell you guys the mannequin. And, but just little things that if you don't know anybody that has any of this, it's expensive.
Yeah, that was my next question is, how did you guys get the funding for it?
Working in pain.
Is it expensive though to start this type of school?
It is.
So what's well, first of all, we're in Cali. So for those of you guys who are in other states, it may not. Cali. You gotta pay the weather tax. All right. So let's just really. How much would you say someone should have set aside if they wanted to start a CNA school in Cali?
In Cali. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I'm scared to say a number.
No, I mean, because there are plenty of people who want to start CNA schools. And it's possible. And without funding, obviously. That's what you and your mom did. But you don't have the funding, you got to have the money.
I mean, $50,000 may be a good start, and I may be being nice about it, but that would be a good start. It just depending on how far you... Because you may find, like, we were able to give and take a little bit. Where you can find furniture at some places where it's like, oh, okay, we got our training desk. We got it for a cheap, like, half the price, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, but something else we had to pay full price for. Mm-hmm. We already had these items, so we don't have to worry about that. Yeah. So that kind of give or take. But you still have to, like, if you're going to buy a building, I guess, but we're leasing. Obviously, we're leasing our building, so you had to still... It's like leasing anything.
Yeah.
You still have to lease that. Yeah, down payment.
Yeah.
So it kind of gets a little
pricey.
It kind of gets a little pricey.
And I don't think $50, okay, because like, and this is the thing that I like to talk to, I talk to my mentees about this all the time. It's like, you know, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm. So you have to invest in your business.
And it should be a return on that. So if you guys have this business through your lifetime, your kids, when you have kids, and so on, you did an upfront investment. Yeah, $50.
You're right.
Like and it's something that appreciates over time. And you may not recoup that 50. I don't know your finances, but you may not recoup it in the first year. It may take 3 to 5 years to recoup it, but then everything after that. It's a long-term investment. Yeah. And I think people I don't flinch when I hear $50,000 because I know it's investing in something that's going to grow over time.
Even like our, we have like brochures and our business cards, just things like that. Getting t-shirts made. We have like little tote bags.
Marketing.
We have all the marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just all of that. I think it's a lot. Yeah. It's just. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, it's like, okay, you're getting stuff for your break room, you have to have the refrigerator, you have to have tables and the microwaves. It's like all the things that add up. So it doesn't, this one item may not be $100, but it's like that 50, 75, 25, 10, 15, that adds up. And you're like, oh, okay. So, oh, wow. So where are we now? So it was like, okay, you gotta be, just keep working. Cause we are, you know, but a lot of people were like, okay, so what about the grants? You guys didn't get any grants. And I'm like, well, not yet, but it's still, I guess, time to, you know, do that and kind of just, so we can kind of, you know, put money back.
Right. Yeah.
So be able to do other things.
So you launched in January of 2024.
Yes.
So we're only just barely April. Mm-hmm. So that's really 3 months.
And we just started our first class actually on my mom's birthday, March 25th. Mm. So we just started. So we're just in our second week of classes with them. So we have our full-time group and then our part-time. So we have a total of 4 students.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're
and also off. Like we do have to talk about you. You have a team, don't you? You have who also is you, your mom, and do you have anyone else who teaches your students?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
Not
so it's you and your mom who are interchanging. You guys are rotating with you. I like that. Okay.
So we have, because that's again is another process. So just say that you were like, well, I'm gonna come and teach too. Mm-hmm. We gotta take all your credentials, everything, send all that to the state. Mm-hmm. So get approved. So if it is people that like my mom, we have my mom's coworkers. Some of my coworkers, they are going to help, but actually officially have started. Yeah. No, because the approval is not officially there yet. So we are, and then I work night shifts. So it's like the days when I work at night, my mom's like, oh, so I have to be there tomorrow, because then you get off, you can't go.
Yeah.
They're at, you know, so we're kind of working around, and then she's still working too. So
I like that you guys are, you know, like just getting open. I think that it really gives a different perspective too, because I think some people think, you know, you have to have it all figured out before you
do it. Yeah, it's like, we kind of like, no, okay, so, and my mom was like, I can't do this secretarial work. She's like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, because all of the little things, like, okay, have them sign this and sign, because we have to send, after the first week, we have to send the student stuff to the state. So then they get, so that they can go through their process, and then when they take their test
at
the end, so all the fingerprints, like all that needs to be done in the first week. So we had a lady come to our school, she did the fingerprints for them, so all their paperwork, everything, their address, everything is like legit in, and we have to send it all off, and she's like, okay, then we get the schedules together for clinicals, letting the site know how many are going to be there at this particular day, what day are you guys starting clinicals, so this is that group, but then when does the second group start, because it's two different groups, and I'm like,
it's a lot. All the logistics.
I don't know this side.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know it either. Yeah. Like, we're not secretaries, but so we're trying to get some. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are trying to come and help us, let us know.
And they are out in Milwaukee, California.
Right.
Okay, so you guys I know you just launched, and it happened all fast, but what was your big learning opportunities in this journey, would you say, like, where you were like, you know what, looking back on it, something, like, did you have hoops that you had to jump through, rings of fire, like, what was your...
I would just say not really, like, waiting and trying to depend on people, because it would be like, well, this person got this, well, maybe let's ask them, or... I wonder if they, well, let me see if they, and it's like, it was online this whole time. Like, just something like that. We, even with the lesson plan, it's like, well, who knows how to write a lesson? Like, why do we know how to write lesson plans? This is not what we're not teachers. We don't know. And it's like, okay, we're kind of asking people, and it's kind of like, oh, I don't know. Okay, I'll get you the book. Oh, okay, I'll let you know. It's one of those. And you're like, well, we would have kind of waited on the, I'll let you know. We would still be where we are last year. No building, no...
So are you saying kind of just gatekeeping people? People not really wanting to spill the tea?
They don't really want to spill the tea. Yeah. And I don't hate that for them.
Yes, it's sad.
It's like you can just go ahead and share. It's not, we're not going to steal your, like, your shine or your anything. It's like, do let us know. You can tell us, like, oh, hey, just do these things, do these seven things or whatever. Okay, cool. Then you can just do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people don't always want to share. I mean, the people that did share, I'm not saying that, I really appreciate it, but it was a lot that was like, oh, well, you know.
That's a scarcity mindset, y'all. Yeah. Scarcity. Those that don't want to share, they're just scared. They're gonna, they don't, they have this mindset where they, there's, you're gonna take mine. You can't take what's meant for you.
You can't
take, it's yours. It's ordained.
I was gonna ask, how was it getting your first students? How did that feel, or how was that a struggle?
It was definitely a struggle. Okay. We were like, so we had the grand opening January 28th, and then we were trying to say, oh, we're gonna start class February 12th. Well, we have no students.
Class.
We were like, okay, like it's no students. So when we got posted on SBR in LA's page, then it was like, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was like all the followers.
Talk about that though.
It was.
Talk about that. Because I think people don't realize the power. And now it's just one. Imagine if you had 10 of those type of places post you.
Right.
Can you talk about that as far as marketing is concerned?
It was like life changing. It was like, whoa, okay. We went from like 130 followers to like 930 or 900, it's like 920 something now. And then like we have it set up on our website where you can go on and like click to sign up for a tour. So you put your name in, your email, your phone number, and then we'll like contact you based on that to become a student or to tour the school. So it was like emails are flying in. I was like, my mom was like, look, another one. This is so good. So we're sitting one night, we were there late, and we were like, okay, we're writing them down. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna call this person. And she's like, you taking the notes? Okay, what? And so she's like, oh, okay. She's like, I think they got a job already. Like, okay, do you work? Okay, this, I'm going through this. And I'll probably call that first day or two, I'll probably call like 60 people. I was I was talking a lot. Because some people were on the phone 15 minutes, and some people it's three.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, great, that's good information. Okay, thank you. And some people are really like, what is CNA? I mean, I got the questions like, so what is a CNA? I was like, okay.
Right. Yeah. You didn't think about that. Right. In your world, everybody know what a CNA is, right?
That's funny. I'm like, I didn't realize that people know. They don't know. Yeah. They don't know. So it's time to break it all the way down. What are some of your roles? What are you? So I was doing that and I was like, oh, wow, this is something that's beneficial. Like, people need this. It was just interesting to get all of the good feedback. And people were like, oh, my God, I read your whole story. And we have, like, our whole bio and everything on the website. So they're like, I read everything. I love that. And I was like, oh, my God. They're on the phone like, I'm excited. I live in Norwalk. I'm coming. So I'm going to sign up. Okay, so what day can I come toward the school? It was like, okay, now we're going to finally have students. Yeah. And so we were like really, really, really excited. And we did like orient because people kept wanting to come. So we were making the call. We kind of like made an orientation like, okay, we're just having everybody come this day.
Yes.
So we're doing one tour and not just like, okay, you're here at 2 o'clock, you're here at 3 o'clock. And it was like, that'll be too much. So we kind of had like an orientation, had everybody come. That was before, so we started class the 25th. We had it March 21st. And so everybody kind of came and we were like, okay, we just did just little like a breakdown. Just one of the other professors, my mom's friend, she had like a PowerPoint and kind of just talked and explained to them, like just breaking down like what a CNA is, what are we about, like our school and us personally. And we just kind of talked to them and explained everything. We went over like the steps to how apply and what's included in the program and all that. So they were like, okay, they were all interested. So they signed up and then they started on the 25th.
So
four of them.
I'm just smiling. I feel like I'm like, so how do you feel?
I feel like really, really good. Because I didn't know how it felt to like teach. I feel like my personality, I'm a little bossy. But I didn't know the teaching side of it, because in the hospital I am teaching in a different kind of way. You are already non-compliant. Listen, take your blood pressure medicine. Right? You need to do that. You know, and it's different. They're just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're teaching, you're molding someone that doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
it's a different feeling. Yeah. You're kind of like, and then you're watching them grow. I'll do stuff like, okay, so if the patient says, so what you gonna do? And they're like, well, okay, I'm gonna tell the chart. I'm like, you guys are getting it. Like in 2 days or 3 days, you guys are getting it. So it feels really, really rewarding to be on the other side, to have been a CNA or in, I did mine as an RO, like ROP in high school.
Yeah.
So to be like in high school, being a CNA, like looking at my instructor, and I was like, oh my God, wow. Like, look at her. And then now to be on the other side, I'm like, this is definitely a full circle moment.
Yeah.
So it's rewarding because I teach in a different kind of, just educate in a different kind of way at work for bedside. So this has been like, oh, this is great. This is actually like, I think it's better than I thought. I was kind of like, I don't even know what to do. Really? I mean, to be really honest, I was like, well, I've never taught anything. This was like, you know, we had to do a course, DSD course in order for me to be qualified to teach. But it was like, the course wasn't teaching you what to do. We're just like, okay, you got it. Cool. So then you're kind of here and I'm like, but as you're looking at the slides, I'm showing them, I'm demonstrating, I'm giving examples. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's go on a skills lab. Let's do this transfer. No, we're not going to transfer like that. Let's pull it closer because what's happening right here? Oh, they can fall. Great. Mm-hmm. You guys are putting it together. You're watching the videos we're talking about. You're looking at the PowerPoints. We're going over questions. I'm throwing in questions. I'm like, what time is 2200? They'd be like, and it's so cute, and they'll be like, I'm like at 10, I'm like, but is it in the morning time? And they're like, no, that's at night. I'm like, yes. So little things, and they're like, I never knew military time. So little things like that, and it's just like, wow, like this is really good. This is really good.
Your lives.
It is. I was like, I didn't think so. I didn't know we would be here today, even though like it just, because it just seems so like, oh, like, we're doing it, but it's like, when are we really going to get students?
Yeah.
And then it kind of just took off, and it was like, oh.
That's what happens. You're like, today. When? And then you're like,
I am already. Like, show up in the morning.
That's exactly how it happens. That's why they say, like, you got to be prepared. Like, it's better to not have to have an opportunity and be prepared than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So right. Just stay prepared, just in case. But I was going to ask you, too, like, with working with your mom, I know you guys are partners in this. How would you say, like, because I've never had a, Crystal and I are partners in this, but like when I first started, it was just me. And like, I do now appreciate the value of having someone there who like, we can bounce off of each other, like, or she fall, I pick up, I fall, she pick up. Like, we can do that. How is that working in a partnership? Oh, and it's with your mom, so how's that?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. We are already, you guys will be looking at us if she was here like, oh boy. She'd be like, this is my thing. She thinks I'm 2 months old still. And we are like two peas in a pod. So it's so great. It's so great. I couldn't have picked a better person to, other than my grandmother, if she was here.
Yeah.
And it just, it works just like that. Cause the side of it, like the social media side, when I first told her about the podcast, she's like, no, you go ahead and go. I'm not going to go. And I'm like, they didn't invite you. I was like, cause her thing is like, this is not my world. Like, I don't know. Like the whole thing. She's like, I don't know how to, what is it? Like, she's like, no, but her, she's going to dig in. She's going to get the information. She's going to do the side of it like that she doesn't like to do either.
Yeah.
Now. But she's learning. She's like, I've learned so much, like the paperwork side of it and just administrative stuff and do this and do that. That's so good. It's good that we complement each other. And I think we can give the students a different perspective coming from different generations. So even with her being able to share her generation, but as well as share the generation with my grandmother, because she also worked with her as well. They did home health together. Okay. She helped with it. That's kind of how she got started with even this, being a CNA too. She was like, can I get paid for this? Like, my grandma was like, yeah, you know, you can do this. And my grandmother has home health agencies as well. She's had in the past. So my mom has always been like helping her and just right there with her. They would go see patients and she'll be like, go ahead, mama, I'll do the notes for you. Like, cause my grandmother would be like, just run around seeing patients. You haven't done no notes yet. So she'll be like, okay, I got you. So she got to work with her and also just kind of seeing how things were back in those days. Even when the AIDS came about, they didn't even want to.
No, that's why I'm saying.
They were like, all my taking those patients.
Yeah.
My grandmother would like, I'll just stay and keep them. Your shift is over with. You're still staying here at work to care for the ones they don't want to take care of. So she can kind of give that perspective. And then I can give the perspective of like, what we're doing now in nursing. Like, what's really, because my mom is not working bedside anymore. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still a different generation.
Yes.
So a lot of our students are younger, so they're kind of like, okay, we can kind of, and then, but let's hear, okay, how they was doing it back in the day. Okay, cool. So they can get a little bit of both. So it works great.
Yeah.
Like us being a team, it just kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I'm really not against partnership, especially when you, I think the biggest problem with
people don't know how to do it right.
They are looking for someone who's just like them. That's a bad partnership. You're supposed to be, you good at this, I'm good at that, and then we come together. But if we both good at the same thing, that's leaving a gap in that part. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the part that people miss. And plus, it's your mom, and she's a nurse. So I think that makes it so dope.
Yes.
So listen, I know we've been trying to keep our podcast at 30 minutes, and I can talk. So
me too. I'm a talker.
But I did want to, ask you a last question. And this is for those who are, they don't even have to be necessarily interested in starting a CNA school, but just interested in entrepreneurship. They're nurses. Mm-hmm. They're working at the bedside. Because one of the things I like, and I told you this before we started recording, is that you still work right now because you just started your business. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying, I can't do it because I have to work.
Yeah.
So like,
I mean, it is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just depends, not to cut you off, but like being like, if you're working a night shift, day shift thing, mm-hmm. and then what you're doing, maybe where the location is of your business,
mm-hmm.
and if you're doing it alone, mm-hmm. and you don't have the help, then you're kind of like, well, how am I going to be here and here, mm-hmm. at 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I guess I have to go where the money already is, because mm-hmm. this is kind of guaranteed. I'm mm-hmm. kind of just stepping out on faith over here,
mm-hmm.
and that's good.
Yeah,
and you got to do that,
uh-huh.
but you got to be real a little bit too.
And so how do you do? Okay, so with you, for example,
mm-hmm.
At what all of that you're saying, you still did it. So you see the value in it. So like, what makes you, and I say this all the time about the audacity. So like, what makes you like, even though
uh-huh.
it's hard, even though mm-hmm. I still have to work because I got bills to pay, I'm still going to do this. Like, what makes you do that? Because I think that is a differentiating factor. We all could easily just
uh-huh.
stay at our cushy job, especially as nurses in California,
mm-hmm.
right? We could do that.
Yeah.
But like, there's something that's more valuable in it that I think a lot of people don't realize. And everyone has their own why, right? Mine is my kids.
Uh-huh.
Mine is just wanting to show them more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yours can be motivated by your grandma,
right.
Wanting
uh-huh.
to be leave a legacy, her legacy, whatever it is. It's bigger than I can't. So tell me about that.
Mine for me is going after something that belongs to you.
Mm.
And I feel that, to me, it's big. I always say, like, to me, like, being a nurse is super amazing. And I said, but it's still bigger than that for me.
Mm.
It's still more than that. I look at it like a ministry. Like, I'm in there with my patients. We praying.
Mm.
We're in there. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't got the gloves on or nothing. I'm not a nurse right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really care about people and their mm-hmm. well-being. It's not just like, oh, well, come be a nurse. You may not want to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But let's connect. If you do, let's connect and let's lay out the foundation of it. And let me explain. Because I find myself, even in patients' room, if they have their grandkids with them, I'm in there 30 or 40 minutes and we're talking about the different routes about nursing and what route you can go and you can go do this. And I'm just like, This is meant. So to be able to do that at our own establishment is mm-hmm. like everything.
Yeah.
So I just think it's just knowing, like, it's just more than just being a nurse. It's more than that. Like, your passion is more. And like the legacy, of course,
mm-hmm.
and just doing something for yourself that you can pass down
mm-hmm.
in your family and just kind of continue and not feel like you're just punching the clock. You can't be like, look, okay, My business is flourishing. I am in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need, what are you talking about?
Right.
Text me. I'm not even here. And knowing that, like, you are beyond staying afloat.
Mm-hmm.
You are creating memories with your kids, with
mm-hmm.
your family, and
mm-hmm.
can say, like, I don't have to be like, well, mommy has to work today. Like, oh,
yes.
And you're like, oh, no. We are working.
Mm-hmm.
We always working.
Yes.
But we right here about to get on these camels.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do?
Yes,
I think that's my why. It's just the passion I have for people,
mm-hmm,
and just wanting them to just do all you can, be all you can
mm-hmm,
be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't limit yourself. Don't doubt yourself and
mm-hmm.
put yourself down and just go for it.
Yeah.
Like just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, money can't be your motivation, you guys. Mm-hmm. And honestly, every time we have a podcast, I'm always saying that. It's because it's like so superficial.
Especially with nursing, that's the one. Maybe you can do it with something else, but nursing,
you gotta go deeper. And even with entrepreneurship, you gotta go deeper because you can make the money.
It's like blood, sweat, and tears.
You then what though? Like, what are you leaving that will have a lasting impact? And if you don't connect with that, you will still feel very much shallow. That's why people, you can have the biggest car, the luxury car, you can have the biggest house or whatever. If what you else? Don't have a deeper purpose, you are still going to be
just
unhappy.
Have just that car.
That's it.
Just that luxury house. It's like, what
that's
else?
It.
It's like,
that's it.
And I feel like I'm so much more than just like I'm a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. Like, and that is outstanding. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that that's because it was hard to get there.
Yeah, no.
But
being a nurse is great.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
Like what else?
What else? I feel like
what
I
else can
even...
you offer other than just being a nurse? Like,
right.
Along with being a nurse,
right.
What other components within that can you offer? It's like a tree. Like
yes.
What else? What other branches that you have? Because
right.
That's the root of it.
Yeah.
We get that. Like mm-hmm. You have earned that rightfully so. You're here, but it's like, okay, what is this branch doing over here? What about mm-hmm. this one? Mm-hmm. What about that one? The one that's curving over here. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do all other things as well.
Yeah. And I would even argue to say that your impact, I feel like you just have an obligation. Like, especially if you're a nurse, like you are limiting yourself if only people you're connecting with is your patients. What about mm-hmm. beyond that? And beyond that, like you said, the branches out, like and it's you should feel convicted if you don't do more, if you're called to do more. I would say if you have that calling and you don't answer it, you should feel convicted because that means that you are totally ignoring the greater impact that you can have. That means the people who you could impact are not going to be impacted and that's selfish. That's
exactly.
And also thinking about those who are waiting for you to do the thing that mm-hmm. you need to do so that they can do the thing that they
it's
need
like
to do.
Like follow your calling.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Because that's what I really feel.
Yes.
When I'm talking to them and on another level and we're talking school and just the like just legacy and just all that you can do with nursing, I'm like, you don't have to do bedside, there's so many other I'm like, I just be like, this is my, and it's almost like a moment, and I know it's a calling. Like when I say nobody interrupts me, I don't get a call from no, I'm in that room, like I'm like this with them, and I'm like, how am I in here for 40 minutes, like no one has, you're not even looking for me. I'm like, because God was like, you need to tell them this. This is for them. This is nobody else is around.
Yeah.
It's for you, and I need you to understand this right now, and you're not gonna have any interruptions. So
that's
it's like it's your calling.
I love it.
That's it.
Well, you guys, today was deep.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm really happy about that because I know there's a lot of people that are going to hear your story and are going to be very inspired, Adriana, because they are sitting on their little soapbox saying all the reasons why they can't. And you just gave them several reasons
and you
why
can,
they can't.
You need to do it. Please do it. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it.
Yes, yes. So listen, how can they find you? Tell us about, like, if they know somebody in SoCal. Are you guys, you're not doing online. Are you doing online yet?
No,
not yet. Will you be doing online?
That is the goal.
Okay.
That is the goal.
I heard that you can do online in Cali now.
Yeah. Okay. I heard it too. Just like partially, and then you have to do your clinical. So that is the goal.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Someone asked me that today that I called to reach out. And they were like, okay, is it online? And I was like, not yet.
Okay.
So that is the goal. We're trying to get online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the bigger vision? Because you didn't name it. Third generation CNA school. You named it third generation nursing academy. So that to me says that there's a bigger vision here. So tell us about the bigger vision.
So the bigger vision would be eventually, I mean, I guess.
Eventually.
Probably LVN school.
Okay.
And then possibly RN school. But also, we're also doing like ID refresher courses. So for people that are just like, oh, I just got out of school.
Certification.
So
ID certified.
Well, even that as well, but even just like, I just graduated, I'm a new grad.
We start a hydration business and I need extra training. Because we get that all the time.
Yes, we do. We get a lot of people who are like, I've been working in administration. Like, I'm starting to IV.
Right, yeah. Because my mom notices a lot when she works with her her RN students. And they're like about to finish, they're about to graduate. She works with the group that's in leadership. And they're like, oh, if you don't get the practice, you just don't happen to get practice with IVs. You just don't.
That's
it just doesn't happen. So she's like, okay, this will be great. And she mentioned to them, and they're like, okay, when are you starting?
Yeah.
So So they want to get
she should do it.
Yeah.
When I used to work, I told you already, I used to work at the same university your mom works at, and not at the location, but a different one. Mm-hmm. And one of my colleagues, he started his business off of that. He started doing EKGs, mm-hmm. EKG interpretation. Same thing, what do you call it? ACLS, BLS. Like, he was offering all these certifications, and these students was eating it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is, that would be a good add-on.
So she's like, I want to do, like, you know, and eventually do like the IB certification, mm-hmm. but it's like more so just like, we coming into practice. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be all up, because at clinicals, you're all uptight, or you don't, the opportunity doesn't present itself. You're like, oh, well, the patient already had an IV, and I got to hang the antibiotics, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I didn't get, to, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So to be able to say, okay, like, look, I'm gonna give them my homegirl, my cousin come in, mm-hmm. we all just finished school, like, come and practice. Or my aunt finished already, she's been a nurse for a couple years, but maybe she was working in case management. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not starting IV.
Yeah.
So to be like, okay, you can come here, we can do a cup, like, 8 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. I don't know what she exactly, like, lined up as far as mm-hmm. the time frame.
Yeah.
But just a few hours, kind of go through a presentation talking about different gauges, mm-hmm. importance of needles, what they would need it for, what they need IVs for.
I love that.
Kind of breaking that down and mm-hmm. then letting them, like, practice. Mm-hmm. So even if you come in with somebody, you can practice on them. Obviously have, like, the arm mannequin, letting them mm-hmm. practice and kind of just getting the motion of, like, sticking them.
I love the bigger vision. I think a lot of people in business, they don't have a bigger vision. And what happens is sometimes you don't have to have it all laid out. You just mm-hmm. pay attention to the problems and you just create solutions for them. It sounds like that too, what you guys are doing as well.
Right.
So how can they reach you though? Like, what are your socials, your websites?
Okay, so Instagram is Third Gen Nursing Academy, all together.
Three?
No, spelled out. THIRD. GENNURSING Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so website as well, but the website has the dash, THIRD-GENNursingAcademy.com. Mm-hmm. And then my Instagram is Beautiful Adri.
A-D-R-I-I. Oh, I. Okay.
Yeah, so Beautiful A-D-R-I-I.
Okay, okay. Awesome. And then your academy is in the city of Norwalk. So if you're in SoCal,
come visit
us. Do you guys do monthly, what do you call it? Tours or anything? What do you call
it? Or anytime. Anytime. So you go on the website and you go to schedule a tour. Put your information in, and we'll be contacting you, and then you can schedule something to come in.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, thank you so much, Adriana, for coming
this
and bringing
awesome.
All the
thank
value.
You
are so
much.
Welcome. Thank you for bringing our community value. There's a lot of you guys out there who are thinking about starting a CNA school. Yep. Remember, if you want to do it, you can. You're just a decision away. You have to decide. And once you make the decision, you have to act on it. You don't have to know the how, because God will work that out for you, I truly believe. But you do have to make a decision and keep going. And this is something that can be done when you're working, so don't use the excuse that you have to get your job.
It's doable. Believe me.
She said it's hard. It's doable, but nothing doable. That is worth it is going to come easy. I don't care what you try to do. So get ready. Get used to the hard. So thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You
guys,
thank you guys,
don't be stingy.
Me.
Gatekeep. If you
don't
have family or friends, share this episode. Like, oh my gosh, this girl Adriana is dope. She's young. She is young. And she's doing it because she made a decision, and you can too, you guys. So don't gatekeep. Make sure you share. Also, make sure you subscribe if you're watching on the YouTube channel. Hit that like button if you found this valuable. And until next time, you guys, bye.